Here we are back at the Grandstand Stage. A savory Sunday afternoon here at Delfest 2011, Fabulous Number 4. Yeah. How's everybody? We're getting a little cloud cover, a little giant, kind of a giant umbrella up there to give us a little relief from Father's Son all day. It's been nice, but it's nice to get a little relief from the sun as well. Well, folks, this is a privilege for me to be able to introduce these young gentlemen about to come out to the stage. A lot of things come to my mind when I think of them collectively and individually. Things such as, like that they're maybe at times David Copperfields of American string band sleight of hand, Bobby Fischer's of bluegrass, truly sophisticates of the American string band intelligentsia. Well, they've been receiving kudos, jujitsus, and taekwondos for their knockout performances everywhere they go. And they're going to give us another one here tonight. Please make welcome to Delfest 2011, the Punch Brothers.
Thank you, folks. It seems like we were just here 10 minutes ago. How are you? Everything good? Good. It sure is nice right now. Starting to cool down a little bit. All right. Thank you so much. 1, 2, 3, 4. goodness, your pure and holy thought. That the blessing flies, the shutters never close, the pen still made. You, the afternoon is morning, is here. Thank you.
Thank you. my body here next to the trash under the sink along with all the cleaning supplies and the things that we buy and decide we don't need. Well, it's damn it, it's dark and it's lonely in here next to the trash under the sink. But everyone needs some time off now and then. So I'm happy my friends don't feel sorry for me. She says, if you're playing the game, I hope you know you won't be here. And if you tell me you're next to the trash, I'd say I'm cleaning it. Oh, and why would you want me to touch it if you know it don't mean it?
She's right, I'm feeling I'm bored, so I think through the trash, looking for her. She can wash herself off.
Was it a joke meant to buy her some time? All the stitches and pine make it harder to think. So say if you're playing the game, I hope you know you won't win. If I'd be sorry if they threw you away, it's just that they didn't. She says, oh boy, you'd better take it back right now, and I mean it.
Kelly on the banjo. Speaking of banjos, we're going to do a song about a shipwreck written by Josh Ritter, mighty fine songwriter. Makes his home in Brooklyn, New York, which is where we make our home. All of us, that is, except the contrarian over here, Mr. Gabe Witcher on the fiddle. More on him later. Him and his beard. We had the pleasure of opening up for Josh last year. And he played this song, and we liked it so much, we decided we had to have it.
It's amazing that you can't get arrested for playing someone else's song.
Beautiful.
It's a good thing. You can't get sued, though, says Gabe Witcher, based on the performance.
Thank you.
wondered amongst themselves what I would do next. After all that I'd found in my travels around the world, was there anything left? Gentlemen, I said, I've studied the charts, and if what I'm thinking is right, there's another new world at the top of the world for the first one who breaks through the ice. And I looked round the room. In that way I once had, and I saw that they wanted belief. So I said all I got in my guts and my God, that I paused in the Annabelle. Oh, the Annabelle. I saw her eyes shine, the most beautiful ship in the sea. My Nina, my Pinta, my Santa Maria, my beautiful Annabelle. Just the Annabelle, so I never had cause to look back. I just set the course north and I'd study the charts, and towards dawn I drifted towards sleep. And I'd dream of the fine deep harbor I'd find past the ice for my Annabelle. After that it got colder, the world got quiet, it was never quite day or quite night. The sea turned the color of sky, turned the color of sea, turned the color of till at last all around us was fast as one vast glassy desert of arsenic white. And the waves that once lifted us sifted instead into drifts against Annabelle's side. And the cool gathered closer, first for the warmth, but each day would bring a new set of tracks in the snow leading over the edge of the world, till I was the only one left. Then it gets cloudy, but it seems like I laid there for days or maybe for months. Oh, but Annabelle held me, just the two of us, happy to think back on all we had done. Discover as she gave up her body to me. And as I chopped up her mainsail for timber, I told her of all that we still had to see. As the frost turned her moorings to nine tail, and the wind slashed her sides in a cold, I burned her to keep me alive every night in the loving embrace of a roll. And I won't call it rescue. Brought me back here to the old world to drink and to climb and pretend that the search for another new world was well worth the burning of mine. But sometimes at night in my dreams comes the singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking that Annabelle's finally made it to another new world. Yeah, sometimes at night my dreams comes a singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking that Annabelle's finally made it to another new world. Thank you.
very much.
Folks, give it up for Chris Thiele here on the mandolin singing for you. We're going to play an instrumental tune that I wrote a few years back. It's about a mythological creature. Well, people have argued that it's not purely mythological. There have been sightings at festivals such as this of this such creature. It's a song that I wrote for my mother, and it's called Man Chicken.
For something somewhat but not entirely different. Any big Beck fans out there? Well, excellent. Thank you.
way home. I'm a full grown man, but I'm not afraid to cry.
Oh, train on the island, headed for the west. He and the one guns there.
behind me. Train on the island, yeah, that was so cool. Oh, train on the island, yeah, that was so cool. Oh, train on the island, yeah, that was so cool.
Thank you.
folks, we have a new record. Came out a few weeks ago in June of last year. It's called Anti-Fogmatic. And this next one is on this record, Anti-Fogmatic. It features all five of the Punch Brothers. The Punch Brothers band, as some people have called it before. This was an exercise in stalling. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
look. Mr. Gabe Witcher. Beginning to grow his summer beard. He just started.
Glad I have it today.
Insulates the front of his face. And the underside of it.
Provides shade.
Provides shade.
To your face.
do a Jimmy Rogers tune. Jimmy Rogers. King of the Blue Yodel, the singing brakeman himself. He couldn't be here today. Monroe cut this tune. And this is actually on the record that we made with Mr. Ronnie McCurry as Bluegrass Guru. He sat there and told us when we were screwing it all up. Send this one out to him. Thank you.
I went to a little gypsy. And won't you tell him, please? As he read my mind. So then she slapped my face. Song called Cazadero. Heavens, it's tasty and expeditious. The Brakeman's Blues before that. We're gonna do a song by a band so good they called themselves The Band. It's hot up here. Or is it just pickles?
Hey.
Oh!
applause, folks. We're gonna do one more song for you. I want to thank Del and the boys so much for having us to this edition of Del Fest. What a beautiful festival it is. And thank you so much for coming out, braving the mud and the muck. Our favorite bluegrass band in the world is coming up next. Oh my God, they're good. Here's a song called Rye Whiskey. So y'all, thanks for being here. Punch Brothers. Oh, so many hugs and kisses to our sound engineer, Mr. Dave Chico. He's the best. Thank you, guys.
Superheroes of American string band music, the Punch Brothers, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday evening. Del Fest 2011 at the Grandstand Stage.